Hello, doggy.
Oh, there's this incredible pug in the station. And she's licking my hand. Once again, Furious George is up next. You are tuned to WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carrboro, 103.5, your community radio station. Hey, give us money, www.communityradio.coop. Please help us fix the leaky roof. We don't want to electrocute our DJs. And let's rock out.
In the darkness of everybody's life.
I'm dreaming. Somebody pinch me. You know what? I'm a pretty sound sleeper. That may not be enough. Somebody shoot me in the face. Is he really not here tonight? By the way, before I get started, if anybody needs anything else at their tables, just speak slowly and clearly into your table numbers. Someone from the NSA will be right over with a cocktail. Mark Smith, ladies and gentlemen of the press corps, Madam First Lady, Mr. President, my name is Stephen Colbert, and tonight it is my privilege to celebrate this president, because we're not so different, he and I. We both get it. Guys like us, we're not some brainiacs on the nerd patrol. We're not members of the Factinista. We go straight from the gut. Right, sir? That's where the truth lies. Right down here in the gut. Do you know you have more nerve endings in your gut than you have in your head? You can look it up. Now I know some of you are going to say I did look it up, and that's not true. That's because you looked it up in a book. Next time, look it up in your gut. Tells me that's how our nervous system works. Every night on my show, The Colbert Report, I speak straight from the gut, okay? I give people the truth unfiltered by rational argument. I call it the no fact zone.
Marine Corps
Fox News,
under
copyright on that term.
He learns to call on that extra something.
Curl your toes over the edge.
I'm a simple man with a simple mind. I hold a simple set of beliefs that I live by. Number one, I believe in America. I believe it exists. My gut tells me I live there. I feel that it extends from the Atlantic to the Pacific. And I strongly believe it has 50 states. And I cannot wait to see how the Washington Post spins that one tomorrow. I believe in democracy. I believe democracy is our greatest export. At least until China figures out a way to stamp it out of plastic for 3 cents a unit.
Can't swim. A Marine Corps.
As a matter of fact, Ambassador Zhou Enjian, welcome. Your great country makes our happy meals possible.
Curl your toes over the edge. Let's jump.
I said it's a celebration.
Please let you quit.
No.
Lay back. Sir, lay back. Get your hips up. I'll start kicking.
Gentlemen, I believe it's yogurt. But I refuse to believe it's not butter. Most of all, I believe in this president. Now, I know there's some polls out there saying that, this man has a 32% approval rating. But guys like us, we don't pay attention to the polls. We know that polls are just a collection of statistics that reflect what people are thinking in reality. Reality has a well-known liberal bias. So, Mr. President, please pay no attention to the people who say the glass is half full. 32% means the glass. It's important to set up your jokes properly, sir. Sir, pay no attention to the people who say the glass is half empty. Because 32% means it's two-thirds empty. There's still some liquid in that glass, is my point. But I wouldn't drink it. The last third is usually backwash. Okay. Look, folks, my point is that I don't believe this is a low point. In this presidency, I believe it is just a lull before a comeback. I mean, it's like the movie Rocky, all right? The president in this case is Rocky Balboa, and Apollo Creed is everything else in the world. It's the 10th round. He's bloodied.
his corner man, Mick, who in this case I guess would be the vice president. He's yelling, "Cut me, Dick, cut me." And every time he falls, everyone says, "Stay down, Rock, stay down." But does he stay down? No. Like Rocky, he gets back up, and in the end, he actually loses in the first movie. Doesn't matter. The point is, it is the heartwarming story of a man who is repeatedly punched in the face. So don't pay attention to the approval ratings that say that 68% of Americans disapprove of the job this man is doing. I ask you this, does that not also logically mean that 68% approve of the job he's not doing? Think about it. I haven't. I stand by this man. I stand by this man because he stands for things. Not only for things, he stands on things. Things like aircraft carriers and rubble and recently flooded city squares. And that sends a strong message that no matter what happens to America, she will always rebound with the most powerfully staged photo ops in the world.
WCOM LP Chapel Carborough. This is Furious George. It's 10 o'clock Thursday night, WCOM style, which means it's your friend Furious. Oh, and I should probably say, if you haven't figured out already, this show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. They probably already turned off their internet connections and radios. But for everybody else, we've got some really fun stuff tonight. The new speech from Stephen Colbert, the press corps presentation, presidential roast is what you've been hearing. A little bit of background music there from the likes of many different folks, including Blockhead, Gel, group called Prefuse 73, Jay Dilla, many others, just to start things off. So we've got some crazy stuff coming up. Only on your genuine public radio station. Community radio at its finest. I'm Furious George, stick around.
Now there may be an energy crisis. Well, this president has a very forward-thinking energy policy. Why do you think he's down on the ranch cutting that brush all the time? He's trying to create an alternative energy source. By 2008, we will have a mesquite-powered car. He's a good Joe. Obviously loves his wife. Calls her his better half. And Polo Show, America agrees. She's a true lady and a wonderful woman. But I just have one beef, ma'am. I'm sorry, but this reading initiative. I'm sorry, I've never been a fan of books. I don't trust them. They're all fact, no heart. I mean, they're elitists telling us what is or isn't true or what did or didn't happen. Who's Britannica to tell me the Panama Canal was built in 1914? If I want to say it was built in 1941, that's my right as an American. I'm with the president. Let history decide what did or did not happen. President, let history decide what did or did not happen. The greatest thing about this man is he's steady. You know where he stands. He believes the same thing Wednesday that he believed on Monday, no matter what happened Tuesday. Events can change. This man's beliefs never will. Excited as I am to be here with the president, I am appalled to be surrounded by the liberal media that is destroying America, with the exception of this. Fox News gives you both sides of every story, the president's side and the vice president's side.
Morning.
the rest of you, what are you thinking? Reporting on NSA wiretapping or secret prisons in Eastern Europe? Those things are secret for a very important reason. They're super depressing. And if that's your goal, well, misery accomplished. Over the last 5 years, you people were so good. Over tax cuts, WMD intelligence, the effect of global warming, we Americans didn't want to know, and you had the courtesy not to try to find out. Those were good times, as far as we knew. But listen, let's review the rules. Here's how it works. The president makes decisions. He's the decider. The press secretary announces those decisions, and you people of the press type those decisions down. Make, announce, type. Just put them through a spell check and go home. Family again. Make love to your wife. Write that novel you got kicking around in your head. You know, the one about the intrepid Washington reporter with the courage to stand up to the administration? You know, fiction.
The super flow with more jokes than Bazooka Joe, a mix between Superfly Snooker and a super hole. True a MC like El Supernibre. Digest a group and sell the poop on eBay. Danger with the vest screaming, shoot the DJ. Doom clicking over two chickens three-way. Four in the five, a cork on the freeway. Villain find a way to make him pay whatever we say. State your intentions. I really love your tape, but I hate your inventions. Very well, what you want, a brownie? He took off the mask and whispered, put me where you found me. He kept his paper digits in a chunk. Once joined a rap clique, midgets into crunk. Did a solo on the oboe. Could've sold a million, then the villain went for dolo. And cited creative differences. Basically, they hated. He left no jaded witnesses. Rappers suck when they spit, I doubt them. The crap they sing about, you wanna slap the fucking shit out them. Time waits for no man. On a blind date, a lover with a slow chrome hand. Judged him by his shoes, hot smelly brogan. Buzzed him with the news, called him pot-bellied Conan. No prick barbarian, a strict baritarian, a sick pair of merry men. The beat is like a swift kick in the rear end. The stiff made her lose the lipstick and hairpin. He said, jam, act like you know me. Even with the mask on, show me what you owe me. Tell her brush her grill and wash her face and chat, homie. Do my leg got hot like in you wash her got kugome. What we have here is a failure to communicate. If you're gonna hate, might at least get your rumors straight about doing the great. A lot more confident, came a long way since the days we had the rhyme for rent. It was time well spent, vented, spelt, dented, hell bented, and heaven sent it. A wire is dead, he's in it for the cash flow. Like to send a big up to fire ahead Lazo. Let a brother know once you lasso Hasbro. So when he come with Destro, he gets no hassle. Could hardly get a word in and wondered what the damage is to retain Harvey Birdman.
Mr. Gomes,
you
have
to
get casino?
Casino? No, sir.
I'm a gambler.
But you know my rapping is the shit.
already asked for personnel changes. So, the White House has personnel changes. And then you write, oh, they're just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. First of all, that is a terrible metaphor. This administration is not sinking. This administration is soaring. If anything, they are rearranging the deck chairs on the Hindenburg.
Sorry, baby. Come on, my dear.
Now, it's not all bad guys out there. There's some of the heroes out there tonight. Christopher Buckley, Jeff Sachs, Ken Burns, Bob Schieffer. I've interviewed all of them. By the way, Mr. President, thank you for agreeing to be on my show.
Sorry, baby. Come on, my dear. Better luck next time.
How's Tuesday? I promise you. How's Tuesday for you? I've got Frank Rich, but we can just bump him. I can bump him. I know a guy. Say the word.
See who we got here tonight. We got General Mosley, Air Force Chief of Staff. We've got General Peter Pace, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They still support Rumsfeld.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right, you guys aren't retired yet, right?
The man you've been waiting for.
Right, they still support Rumsfeld. Look, I've got a theory about how to handle these retired generals. I've caused all this trouble. Don't let them retire. Come on, we've got a stop-loss program. Let's use it on these guys. I've seen Nazini in that crowd on Wolf Blitzer. If you're strong enough to go on one of those pundit shows, you're strong enough to stand on a bank of computers and order men into battle. Come on. Jesse Jackson is here. The Reverend. Haven't heard from the Reverend in just a little while. I had him on the show. Very interesting interview. Very challenging interview. You can ask him anything, but he's going to say what he wants at the pace that he wants. It's like boxing a glacier. Enjoy that metaphor, by the way, because your grandchildren will have no idea what a glacier is. Justice Scalia is here. Justice Scalia, may I be the first to say, welcome, sir. You look fantastic. How are you? Yeah. talking some Sicilian with my pies on. John McCain is here. John McCain, what a maverick. Somebody find out what fork he used on his salad. Because I guarantee you it wasn't a salad fork. This guy could have used a spoon. There's no predicting him. By the way, Senator McCain, so wonderful to see you coming back into the Republican fold. I've actually got a summer house in South Carolina. Look me up when you go to speak at Bob Jones University. You've seen the light, sir. Nagin is here from New Orleans, the chocolate city. Yeah, give it up. Mayor Nagin, I'd like to welcome you to Washington, D.C., the chocolate city with a marshmallow center. And a graham cracker crust of corruption. It's a Malamar, I guess is what I'm describing, as a Malamar. It's a seasonal cookie. Joe Wilson is here. Joe Wilson, right down here in front, the most famous husband since Desi Arnaz. And of course, he brought along his lovely wife, Valerie Plame. Oh my God. Oh, what have I said? Gee, Minetti. I am sorry, Mr. President. I meant to say he brought along his lovely wife, Joe Wilson's wife.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation, can't take the train to the job. There's a strike at the station. Me on King Kong, standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me. Call, close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, because deep hate, the places you play and where you stay, looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the
known for book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say, I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turn stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a make tag. Spend the next 2 years
being used in the booth to serve like hell to a yeah, we do have a folks club out about, probably 2 o'clock. And it's appearing to be just a dark cloud, like a puff of black smoke.
The Defense Secretary said this while speaking about a number of terrorist acts and the people who committed them.
The people who bombed the mess hall in Mosul, or the people who did the bombing in Spain, or the people who attacked the United States in New York, shot down the plane over Pennsylvania and attacked the Pentagon.
The people who shot down the plane over Pennsylvania. He was presumably speaking of United Airlines Flight 93, which crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania on 9/11. No U.S. official has ever credited theory that the plane was shot down.
With me in front of the who was a former Air Force officer who was responsible for aircraft investigation, told me that at Shanksville it looked as though he brought a bulldozer out and carved a gouge in the ground and put some trash in there and blew it up. By the way, that these apparent pods at the bottom of those planes, he thought actually were features of the planes, and that therefore they appeared to be militarized versions of 767s.
Look what happened to Clinton with his sexual affairs with Lewinsky. They spent $60 million of dollars in finding out whether he lied or lied not, having sex or not sex, and on what kind of sex. And they spared money in finding out what happened on 9/11. This is so unbelievable.
First, we thought it was in the hole, but there's nothing in there. Must have landed in the woods, but we haven't located it yet.
All right. We're talking about a 757. A used airplane.
Yeah, we know. You can help us look for it. All right.
Hundreds of searchers who climbed the hemlocks and combed the woods for weeks were able to find about 1,500 mostly scorched samples of human tissue totaling less than 600 pounds, or about 8% of the total amount of passengers. Miller was among the first to arrive after 10:06 on the magnificently sunny morning of September 11th. He was stunned at how small the smoking crater looked, he says, like someone took a scrap truck, dug a 10-foot ditch, and dumped all this trash into it. Once he was able to absorb the scene, Miller says, I stopped being coroner after about 20 minutes because there were no bodies there.
Freedom is the only way tears your keister. Now you have to answer.
Immediately after the crash, the seeming absence of human remains led the mind of coroner Wally Miller to a surreal fantasy that Flight 93 had somehow stopped in mid-flight and discharged all of its passengers before crashing.
Satisfies you. Everybody asks for personnel changes. So, the White House has personnel changes. And then you write, oh, they're just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. First of all, that is a terrible metaphor. This administration is not sinking. This administration is soaring. If anything, they are rearranging the deck chairs on the Hindenburg. People the truth unfiltered by rational argument. I call it the no-fact zone. Fox News, I hold a copyright on that term. I'm a simple man with a simple mind. I hold a simple set of beliefs that I live by. Number one, I believe in America. I believe it exists. My gut tells me I live there. I feel that it extends from the Atlantic to the Pacific. And I strongly believe it has 50 states. And I cannot wait to see how the Washington Post spins that one tomorrow. I believe in democracy. I believe democracy is our greatest export. At least until China figures out a way to stamp it out of plastic for 3 cents a unit. As a matter of fact, Ambassador Zhou Enzhong, welcome. Your great country makes our happy meals possible. Best is the government that governs least, and by these standards, we have set up a fabulous government in Iraq. I believe in pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. I believe it is possible. I saw this guy do it once in Cirque du Soleil. It was magical. And though I am a committed Christian, I believe that everyone has the right to their own religion, be you Hindu, Jewish, or Muslim. I believe there are infinite paths to accepting Jesus Christ as your personal savior. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's yogurt. But I refuse to believe it's not butter. Most of all, I believe in this president. Now, I know there's some polls out there saying that this man has a 32% approval rating. But guys like us, we don't pay attention to the polls. We know that polls are just a collection of statistics that reflect what people are thinking in reality. And reality has a well-known liberal bias. Sir, pay no attention to the people who say the glass is half empty. Because 32% means it's two-thirds empty. There's still some liquid in that glass, is my point. But I wouldn't drink it. The last third is usually backwash. Okay. sir, pay no attention to the people who say the glass is half empty. Because 32% means it's two-thirds empty. There's still some liquid in that glass, is my point. But I wouldn't drink it.
Last third is usually backwash.
Is that I don't believe this is a low point in this presidency. I believe it is just a lull before a comeback. I mean, it's like the movie Rocky, all right? The president in this case is Rocky Balboa, and Apollo Creed is everything else in the world. It's the 10th round. He's bloodied. His corner man, Mick, who in this case I guess would be the vice president, he's yelling, cut me, Dick, cut me. And every time he falls, everyone says, stay down, Rock, stay down. But does he stay down? No. Like Rocky, he gets back up, and in the end, and he actually loses in the first movie.
Okay, doesn't matter.
WCOMLP Chapel Hill, Carrboro. I'm Furious George. I'll be back next Thursday. Thanks for listening to community-based, micro-powered alternative radio. There's some midnight mind-melting action coming up on you pretty here soon. Be ready for that. If you didn't hear earlier, a lot of that splicing in the background was from the Colbert presentation, presidential roast this week, and of course some other craziness mixed in.
Get the most from dose one. Get the most from.
I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. I'm Furious.
It is the heartwarming story of a man who is repeatedly punched in the face. So don't pay attention to the approval ratings that say that 68% of Americans disapprove of the job this man is doing. I ask you this, does that not also logically mean that 68% approve of the job he's not doing? Think about it. I haven't.